Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Malaysia has for the last months been battling the aftermath of one of the worst floodings the country has experienced in the last 30 years. Several environmental groups in Malaysia has for the last month called a suspension on conversion of forestry into plantations and agricultural land as it worsened the risk of heavy water runoff. Environmentalists are urging government to protect the forest and wetland rather than to build dams as a solution to the problems that the annual monsoon floods bring. With me here, I have Shamila Arifin from Shabbat Alam Malaysia, Friends of the Earth Malaysia. Shamila, you have at SAM come out with a public statement last month urging the Malaysian government to halt further forest conversions. And I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about the background to this statement and the current situation in Malaysia with the annual floods.
With the flood, what is different with this time around is the intensity of the flooding, in particular in a few states. It is at an intensity that has never been seen before in living memory. So that's what that is different about the floods this time around. The background to the statement is related to the floods because we charted the development of tree plantation in Peninsula Malaysia and also in Borneo, in Sarawak and Sabah, whereby areas of not just forested areas but also gazetted reserved production forests have been converted, or rather not all have been, the figures that we've cited, they've been slated for conversion or have undergone conversion. So I think the thing was that the Malaysian public generally probably do not have the larger picture of how large conversions have been in recent years. So what we gave was we charted the trend from 2008 to 2013, and we did this by looking at all the annual reports. The thing is that the statistics of the forested area or the permanent reserved forest, they will look the same because these zones that have been created for conversion, for forest conversion, they still remain within the permanent reserve forest. If you just look at forested areas, that's sort of thing, in terms of the areas, forested areas or permanent reserve forest, you will not see the difference. You have to look deeper and see, you know, at other charts and see that actually you do have behind the statistical stability, you can see the forestry dates on forest plantations, that's how their term, within the permanent reserve forest, they have actually registered a drastic increase during this period. And from 2008, the areas classed as forest plantations, they stood at around 108.512 hectares. By 2013, this figure had soared to 3 to 4.417 hectares. And this is a leap close to 200% in span in just 5 years. Using the 2013 figures, actually in Peninsula Malaysia, therefore 6.6% of the permanent reserve forest has been classed as forest plantations, or rather timber tree plantations.
And how would you describe the environmental impacts and records of these conversion in Malaysia from forest to plantations?
Well, the environmental impacts that we've seen in the recent floods, and in particular for the state of Kelantan, it has been devastating. And people, well, the country was shocked to see the intensity of the floods. But from that, communities are of course affected when we talk about the ways in which plantation development affects community. There are various ways, from affecting their livelihoods to food sources, water sources, And of course, the land right, which is central to the whole trouble created by forest conversion.
And what kind of solutions do you at Friends of the Earth Malaysia campaign for and see?
One of the core troubles right now is the practice of putting these plantations, the statistics of these plantations within forested areas and reserve forests. So this is one of the things that we're looking at, and we think this sort of practice is statistically misleading, is scientifically wrong, because a forest is not a plantation. So first and foremost, I think we need to look at this, and we will have to campaign with the authorities to make them relook at this practice, because it, you know, as a member of the general public, and you just look at, oh, nothing changes because the size of the forested areas will remain the same. But you have to be, you know, statistically honest. A forest is not a plantation. You can't put them under class as a forest. So that's in terms of policy. The other thing is also, of course, there is a lot of, because the states and forests, the management of states, the management of forests and land in the country is under the jurisdiction of states. So there is also, I think, a perception that mainly this is like a state-level problem. At every state, the state governments have been making decisions to convert these forests. Now, I think this is true. We are also equally concerned that the push, the promotion to develop that has also come from the federal government itself. So this is something that we also have to work on to create awareness that it goes in tandem, you know, like at the state level and the federal level, and of course at the international level, to solve the same, you know, just different operations, the same operations at different levels. That is the work on to question policies being made at the federal level. Apart from that, we also, of course, we have an office in Sarawak, and we work closely with communities affected by plantations, mainly timber trees and also oil palms. But we also work with communities affected by logging and all sorts of other destructive projects.
Claims to halt forest conversation, they have also been backed by the opposition leader in Malaysia, Seri Anwar Ibrahim. Do you have any hopes for any political changes in the future?
I think, hope is something that we human beings must always have, because it's like a prayer, you know? And also, and it's real in the sense that I think anything in the world, governance practices including, if they are destructive enough, they will go. And you know, if you're not sustainable, you know, you do things that are destructive and unsustainable, then one day, I mean, history has always shown that they can't stay. That's not how the world works. So I, in that sense, the hope is not just hope the way people hope. It is a kind of a reality.
Regarding to this opposition leader, how does the opposition have any political power to do any changes? I mean, they have supported you.
We don't take sides politically, but we think as civil society is mainly to prepare and support policies and legislation that are environmentally and people friendly. So I think, rather than seeing whether this political leader or that political leader is able to support your cause, our work is more centered on the fact that we need to, you know, prepare alternatives, policies, and also support communities. I think change is made from that direction, from below.
The civil society in Malaysia is under environmental groups. They have been very strong, haven't they,
agreeing
on this?
They have. I mean, there is, it's also quite a very positive experience to see how, movements a group that previously had not really participated in a very large way in environmental issues, for instance, when, you know, groups that are more aligned, more working more on human rights concerns, that sort of thing. And they too are beginning, you know, to talk about forest destruction after the flood. So that is something that that I find positive. And also, the other thing is that when there is something as devastating as this, previously, sometimes civil society movements are largely very focused on human rights and also may not really have the resources to look into, you know, the details of policy. Somebody has to sit there and look at all these reports from 2008 up until 2013, and we've got, you know, how many states in the country, and, you know, by and so we it's good to see that there is now more focus, to see that more groups are looking at the details of things. That's also important. And we just hope that we will be able to build a larger awareness movement to halt this conversion of forests into plantations, because there's a lot of them now on forested areas all over the country, and it is very important for perhaps one of the roles that we could think of for, you know, environmental groups providing the bridge between other civil society groups and communities, you know, so that matters and environmental concerns and community rights concerns, they can all be united in just, you know, a larger platform to make a better world.
That was Shamila Arifin from Shabbat Alam Malaysia, SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia. Thank you so much for answering our questions.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.